You are listening to Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
Now, as far as South African businesses go, it's always nice to see some of these businesses doing really well. You know, we have our usual SME of the week segment that we have on a Thursday. But we're going to be taking a look at quite an interesting development in the world of artificial intelligence as it relates to a South African founder. A company called Refiant AI has launched their Protea large language model with 10 million token context window. And we're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the company's founder, South African mathematician, Dr. Varosha Naika. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Dr. Naika, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. First of all, I suppose congratulations are in order for being able to achieve this from a business perspective. The world of artificial intelligence clearly is becoming more and more competitive. Tell us about Protea.
Thanks for having us. So Protea is a kind of derivative model. So we've used an open source model. And what we've done is we've extended what's called the context window size, which is the sort of the amount of tokens that a model can hold at one particular pass. So usually the commercial limit is about 1 million, and there's quite a significant drop off in accuracy and reasoning as you get close to that million, because the model's just got to cope with more data per inference pass. So what we've done is we've expanded this from 1 million to 10 million at the top end, and we have three models in the Protea series. One is at the 1 million level, one at the 5 million level, and one at the 10 million level. So these are designed effectively for like large document ingestion and sort of real-time workflows. So think of areas where you're kind of getting loads of information and you've got to sort and structure that information in real time. So typically the example is insurance, where claims are coming through on a per minute or per hour basis. And the job of the claims department is to process all of this and make decisions.
Varoshan, take us through the business plan from a refined perspective. I mean, the business went through its seed round, completing that seed round and raising $5 million earlier this year. Obviously, from a planning perspective and from an execution perspective, that does a lot to allow the business to be able to move into kind of the next phases. In this AI world that we're in, how do you then set apart a business like Refiant from the other AI models that we have out there?
So in the sort of AI world, you have businesses that are labs. So essentially, like, you have teams of people building R&D, and you kind of innovate on something, and then you put that innovation into a product or into an LLM model, and then you try to sell that model to an audience. So we innovated around the idea of compression, and so we started off thinking, well, LLMs are very inefficient and they use loads of energy. Nature is computationally efficient. You don't have to eat a ton of food to have a conversation. That's a bit of an extreme analogy, but you get the picture, right? So, like, if we could make LLMs more energy efficient and compress them, that would be an innovation. And the second innovation that we've kind of stacked on that was, well, if we can compress things on the model side, can we expand things on the context side and just give an LLM more like real data? Because most models are kind of backward looking. So you train them in the past on things that happened in the past, and then you ask them questions in the present and you give them context in the present. So with those two innovations from essentially a lab perspective, we're now starting to, put models into the world and explore use cases. So we have a couple of partners that we've worked with. You can see them on our website. One is a venture studio. One is a kind of like NGO that does loads of analysis, and a few others. And the idea is that we've done the innovative part, which was to get to like 10 million context windows. Now the productization part is to figure out, well, what is the useful thing that one can do when you can effectively reason over large quantities of semantic data? So, lots of words ingested into a model, can that model be used to sense make for a particular use case? And in a world that's kind of drowning in data and also drowning in fake data because of LLMs, the existence of LLMs, that becomes quite a useful product pitch. So that's the gist of it.
Varoshan, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on the approach that you've taken as a business to rather adopt the break and test method rather than perfecting something and putting it out in the market. We find ourselves in a world where, at the rate at which things are moving, speed and efficiency become equally important from a business perspective. Do you think the best for AI and for large language models in particular is to just put them out there, test them, and see where the faults are rather than wanting to release a perfect model into the market?
You've got to learn and you've got to iterate. Like it's a business is a lot like dating. You can theorize as much as you want, but until you actually go on a date with somebody, you don't know what you're gonna have to deal with in real time. So we're taking the approach that whatever we've done in the lab has to be operationalized, and in that operationalizing of a thing, a technology or a product, there is a lot to learn about scaling and economies of scale and user feedback and testing and validation, because you don't want to go down the wrong track for too long, because otherwise you're just kind of like, hey, I built this, please buy it. It's not, hey, this solves an actual problem for an actual customer and helps them in their world to be more effective, because people aren't really like, we don't necessarily buy products. We buy like the sense of security that they give us. So, do I trust this thing? Will it make my life easier? How much complexity do I have to navigate in order to use it? Those are questions that people ask when making purchasing decisions. I mean, yeah, can I validate it? Are other people using this in my peer group? So you can't necessarily do that by selling innovations. Like it's only through engaging with customers and understanding where they are in their world and how you meet them in that particular sphere.
Improving the
So.
world that we find ourselves living in, and along the way, seeing if we can make it more efficient and more cost-effective. All the best to you and the refined team, Dr. Varoshan Naika, joining us to take a look at their large language learning model that they've put out into the market, titled Protea, and the impact they're hoping to have on the world of artificial intelligence.